Brothers and sisters in Christ, let's hear the words of our Lord as he invites us to draw near to his holy table this evening. John chapter 6, verse 52 to 58. The Jews then disputed among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" So Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so whoever feeds on me, he also will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not like the bread the fathers ate and died. Whoever feeds on this bread will live forever." We've heard this evening from our Lord himself that whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a little child shall not enter it. As Ian has explained to us, it is a picture of total dependency on God's grace. We enter God's kingdom by being totally dependent on the grace of Jesus for his blessing. As sinners, we are wholly dependent on his touch and on his blessing, which he gives to us through his life, death, resurrection, and ascension. And that picture of dependency is present here in John chapter 6, which I've just read. Did you notice the connection in John 6 between food and life, between drink and life? Jesus said, "Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life." Do you see the connection? Food and drink give life. Our lives are dependent on food and drink. Don't eat, you die. Don't drink, you die. In the first century, bread and wine formed the basics of the staple diet. Both were essential to life. Water was often contaminated and unclean, so they drank wine as part of their normal daily drink. And Jesus uses these aspects of the staple diet to show us that he is the one who gives life. He uses them here not directly as a picture of the sacrament, as Roman Catholics teach, but as a picture of himself. He is our food and drink. He is essential to us receiving eternal life. And that is what this sacrament of bread and wine remind us of this evening. They remind us of our total dependency on Christ. Food and drink are essential to life. Tonight we do not literally eat Christ's flesh or drink his blood. This bread and wine are not transformed when I pray this evening, but neither are they merely memorial. Tonight we feed on Christ in our hearts by faith as we eat and as we drink. And as we eat and drink, we remind ourselves that our eternal life that we possess is a gift. It comes to us by God's grace in Christ. Through our union with Jesus Christ, we receive life. He is our life. We feed on Christ this evening. Bread and wine are pictures of life, a life that comes to us through a death, the death of Christ. The bread is his body broken. The wine, is his blood spilt. Through Christ's death, we receive life. To eat and drink wine in the first century was to live. And eating and drinking this wine unites us by faith to the living Christ in whom we have eternal life. So if you are a Christian here this evening, come and feed on Christ by faith. Come and drink on Christ by faith. Come and deepen your dependency on Him for everything. Because it is all by grace. It's all something that is outside of you that will go inside of you tonight. And Christ is outside of us, and He gives us life. So if you're a Christian this evening, a baptized member of a church, we welcome you to this table. If you're not a Christian, or you're not baptized, or a member of a church, please just let the wine and the bread pass by. But as we come to enjoy this meal, let us pray. God of glory, you are majestic in holiness, and in the presence of your holiness, we are aware of our unworthiness. We are full of sin, Father, from head to toe, and we deserve nothing but your just condemnation. Yet you are the God of love, and in your love you sent your Son to divert your wrath away from us. And we rejoice this evening in this great truth that before we loved you, you loved us and sent your Son to be a propitiation for our sins. So, Father, we take this bread and this wine from the gifts you have given, and we celebrate with joy the forgiveness that was won for us in Christ Jesus. As we participate in this simple meal, help us by the Holy Spirit to feed upon your Son in our hearts by faith. Grant to us to know the blessings of sins forgiven. Accept our praise and thanksgiving as a living and holy sacrifice of ourselves, that our lives may proclaim your Son crucified and risen. And we ask this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.